If a man calls me a nigger, it's his fault the first time, but mine if he has the opportunity to do it again. Nella Larson, passing.
This is the same house Pop and Aunt Loretta grew up in. On the dining room mantel are photographs of me and Pop, of me and Grandma, of me and Robbie, of me. But none of more. That's Mom in Danish.
There, see that smile? That was the time I came to visit you over Christmas. Remember? Playing bingo. Oh, and I have a little present for you.
When she comes back, she holds a large wrapped box. I open the box. Make my first deals with myself. I will not be sad. I will be okay. Those promises become my layers, the middle that no one will touch. Thank you, I say, and pull out two black Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy dolls.
Aunt Loretta gave you her room, dressed it all up in pink. Did you know that's her favorite color?
I nod.
And look at your hair. All this pretty long hair looking all wild from outside. We're gonna wash that tonight,
she continues.
Your Aunt Loretta will help you. Bet she know how to do something better with that mess of hair than what you had done before. You gonna go to school Monday and be the prettiest girl there.
She doesn't say better than your mama. She doesn't say anything about my mother, because we both know that the new girl has no mother. The new girl can't be new and still remember. I am not the new girl, but I will pretend. The two rag dolls that Grandma gave me sleep at the bottom of the bed. Grandma and Aunt Loretta want to check on the poor baby. That's me. I close my eyes and pretend sleep. I pretend sleep all the time now.
Poor baby. So tired.
Grandma pats my hair. It's the kind of hair that gets nappy. Grandma tried to brush it out before bedtime. I held real still, but it still hurt. She said I was tender-headed. The comb got stuck in the bottom, in the back. Grandma said the tangled part is what's called my kitchen.
She's got good hair. Leave her be.
Aunt Loretta pulled the comb out, untangled each hair.
It's the same place where my kitchen is, Aunt Loretta said. Where I get the naps in my hair, too. Black girls with a lot of hair don't need to be so tender-headed, Grandma said.
My middle layers collapsed, and I cried, and cried, and cried. Now my nappy kitchen head is on the pillow, all wild, like Grandma says. And I'm done crying. I don't want to be a mess, or nappy, or be so tender.
I'll wash it tomorrow, Mama,
Aunt Loretta says. Her voice is honey. I want to be as beautiful as Aunt Loretta. She smiles all the time, even when she looks at the picture of Uncle Nathan. Her teeth are white, like paper, and straight. She shows her teeth when she smiles. I have a cover-up-my-teeth smile. Maybe I started doing it when Pop called me Snaggletooth. Aunt Loretta is nut brown and knows she's beautiful. She was Rose Festival princess and got to meet President John F. Kennedy. Her skin is even prettier than Grandma's, and she doesn't use that scent for a lotion. Grandma and Aunt Loretta leave the door open enough to let light in. But still, I press my back into the bed and open my eyes. No more pretend sleep. Now I will be real awake. Make sure the dreams don't come. Stay awake. Stay away from dreaming. Tomorrow is my first day at a new school. I have a new notebook and pencils and a pencil holder with a zipper. I am going to think about school and practice the best cursive and learn all the big words I can know. I am going to concentrate. Be a good girl. In my diary, I write, "This is day two. Second day at Grandma's house. I wish I could go back home. Home to before the summer in Chicago. Back to base housing in Germany, when there was me and Robbie and Moore and Pop, and everything was okay. Even though there wouldn't be an REL, that would be okay too. Aunt Loretta makes pancakes special for me, even though she has no business in the kitchen. Two pancakes and not enough syrup is what she gives me. Syrup that makes a stain in the pancake middle. Gone so fast, like the pancake is thirsty. I eat exactly what she gives me. Aunt Loretta eats only one pancake, and Grandma none, because her teeth don't set right. There is something dangerous about pancakes, because Grandma watches us eat.
"How you gonna catch a lizard with your backside loading you down?"
Grandma fusses at Aunt Loretta. I am smart, and know that when she says lizard, she means husband. That is called learning the meaning from the context. Because Grandma says it, and she touches Aunt Loretta's face at the same time. That means she's talking about being pretty and being worth something, and making it count. Aunt Loretta laughs, and so do I. They are happy that I am laughing. It's the first time as the new girl.
"I don't need a lizard, Mama."
When Aunt Loretta says Mama, I think of saying more, and how I don't get to say it anymore. I am caught in before and after time. Last time things and firsts. Last time things make me sad, like the last time I called for more and used Danish sounds. I feel my middle fill up with sounds that no one else understands. Then they reach my throat. What if these sounds get stuck in me? I laugh harder, but the real laugh feels trapped inside too. School is not a first-time thing. I sit in the front, where I always do. I sit quietly, like I am supposed to do. I raise my hand before speaking and write my name in the top right-hand corner of the paper and the date, because this is what good students do. Mrs. Anderson is homeroom and language arts. She is a black woman. I think about this and don't know why. It is something I'm supposed to know but not think about. Mrs. Anderson is my first black woman teacher. It makes me go back in my mind. Mrs. Marshall, first grade, favorite. Mrs. Price, second grade, not so nice. Mrs. Mamiya, third grade, beautiful. Mrs. Breedlove, fourth grade, smart. Mr. Engels, fifth grade, bald and deep voice. I remember they are all white. There are 15 black people in the class and 7 white people. And there's me. There's another girl who sits in the back. Her name is Carmen LaGuardia, and she has hair like mine, my same color skin, and she counts as black. I don't understand how, but she seems to know. I see people 2 different ways now. People who look like me, and people who don't look like me. Rachel Morse? Present. Where are you from? I answer, 4725 Northeast Cleveland Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97217. I hear laughter behind me. Day 2 becomes day 3, and the next day, and the next. I count each day in my diary. Each day gets a new page. Grandma thinks I am adjusting well. She says, I think you adjusting just fine. I want her to put S's on the ends of her words and not say, fixin' to, when she's about to do something. The kids in school say that, and I know they're not as smart as me. There is a girl who wants to beat me up. She says, you think you so cute. Her name is Tamika Washington. She says, I'm fixin' to kick your ass. Sometimes she pulls my hair. In gym class, she grabbed my 2 braids. I said, ouch, really loud, even though I didn't mean to, and Mrs. Carr heard. She said, Tamika, and blew the whistle real loud. And Tamika said, Miss K, I'm just playing with her. Dang. When Mrs. Carr turned away again, that's when Tamika said it. I'm fixin' to kick your ass after school. You think you so cute with that hair. I am light-skinned. That's what the other kids say. And I talk white. I think new things when they say this. There are a lot of important things I didn't know about. I think Moore didn't know either. They tell me it is bad to have ashy knees. They say, stay out of the rain so my hair doesn't go back. They say, white people don't use wash rags. And I realize now, at Grandma's, I do. They have a language I don't know, but I understand. I learn that black people don't have blue eyes. I learn that I am black. I have blue eyes. I put all these new facts into the new girl. And I am getting better at covering up the middle parts. When Anthony Miller kicks the back of my chair in class, I focus on the bump, bump, bump until he stops. I can focus on the bump, bump, bump and not say anything. I hear the smile on his face as he bumps my chair. Is he counting the number of times he can bump before I tell on him? I don't tell on him. And when Antoine mocks me in a baby voice when I answer the questions right, I don't have to cry anymore or be so tender. When something starts to feel like hurt, I put it in this imaginary bottle inside me. It's blue glass with a cork stopper. My stomach tightens and my eyeballs get hot. I put all of that inside the bottle.